The Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast is brought to you by Triple Threat Sports. For all your team outfitting needs, call Chris at 708-478-6090. Mariska's in Crest Hill, family-owned and operated at the same location since 1933. And Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe, with two locations in Burbank and Darien. Visit chuckscafe.com. Let's drop the virtual puck. Joining us now on the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast is producer of EA Sports NHL Series. NHL 18 comes out on Friday for PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. Sean Ramjackson. Sean, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining the podcast.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, my first question is, why is it so hard for me to get Pavel Bure on Hockey Ultimate Team?
If you go back to the mid '90s, you think about like the perfect video game character. He was probably it at that time, with the speed that he had and the skill that he possessed, which kind of ties into what we're doing this year with 18 and the speed and the skill of all the players in this year's game. But Bure is one of my favorite players ever, so we make him extra tough.
Yeah, I had this is the first year I actually got him. I played Ultimate Team probably 10 games a week. And I'm stupid. You know, I get the points and I go spend them crazily. I finally just said, I'm done. I'm gonna hold on to my coins here. And I was finally able to get them, and it totally delivered. I had him and Jeremy Roenick, my two favorite players ever, on the same line, so I was very satisfied. But let's get to this year's game, NHL 18. I had a taste of the beta. Really enjoyed the NHL 3s, and I liked the addition of the defensive skill stick. Two great additions to the franchise. What else about this year's game are you excited about?
Oh, really? You know, for me, in the role that I'm in, it's really the package that we're delivering this year. We started off thinking about what we want to deliver for 18. It was about really capturing the way the NHL changed over the last couple of years with the youthful energy and the speed, the skill, and the creativity of the young kids. And, the new Deeks going in there is really exciting, really changing the gameplay, giving you more things to do. Defensive skills, like you mentioned, just to kind of counter the moves that we had on offense. NHL 3s, and I'm really interested to hear your thoughts around NHL 3s, being a longtime fan like you are. But that was something that we wanted to do early on, and just trying to just create like a faster pace, kind of pick up and play, sort of non-intimidating experience to allow some of the fans that maybe have taken a couple years off or haven't played a hockey game in a long time to come back and just kind of feel like they can approach it and pick it up and learn from it. I think one of the things that we haven't talked a whole lot about throughout sort of the campaign is just what we've done with Hockey Canada and our partnership with them, and just really teaching you all the moves that we have in the game, from the basic moves all the way through the brand new kind of skill moves and new deeks that we have in there as well. So lots in the game this year.
Yeah, Jay and I have talked extensively about who we would take if we were doing our ultimate, three-player team. Like, who do you think would dominate, to win every single game that you would play in that mode? So that's obviously something that he and I have spent a lot of time kind of picking over. The thing that I'm most excited about, because I'm a loner kind of in the game world, and I like kind of playing my own thing and doing my own thing, the expansion draft mode in this game I thought was absolutely brilliant. And I am so excited to mess around with that and really take the fantasy draft aspect of the game to a whole new level, because routinely what I'll do is I'll just redraft the entire league and I'll build up a team and try to play successive seasons. And an expansion draft mode, man, that's even better. Like, that's just another cool element of that kind of gameplay that I really dig. How cool was that for you guys to kind of put that together and kind of add that into this game?
Well, I mean, we didn't have a whole lot of choice to start off with. So for us, we wanted to start with the authenticity piece of it. With Vegas coming in, we knew Vegas was coming in for a little while, so we had to start a prep. And everything in our game is made for 30 teams, and so it was actually a massive undertaking for us to kind of rework all of our code to allow it to expand for a 31st or 32nd or even 33rd or 34th down the road, multiple teams beyond the 30. So it was a fair amount of work just to allow it to have 31 teams in there. And then, as we were building, we're like, we got to make a bigger feature out of this, which is where the entire expansion draft feature came from. And then allowing you, like you mentioned, to leverage a lot of the customization stuff we put in the game last year and be that 32nd team and kind of go through that same the same expansion draft like you would if you're the Vegas Golden Knights. So, it was something we've been thinking about a long time, mostly because of the amount of work it was going to be for us to kind of restructure all of our code to allow for the expansion of multiple teams beyond the 30. And once we started doing that, and, the first time we got to actually play with the 32nd team or even with Vegas and go through the expansion draft, it was a lot of fun.
Well, I think next year for NHL 19, you need to come up with contraction mode so we can just finally kiss the St. Louis Blues goodbye from the NHL, because it's long overdue.
The Blues, hey?
Yeah. Well, you know, the Canucks were a problem before, and I know you're a Canucks fan, so I didn't want to bring that up. And the Red Wings are now in the Eastern Conference, so it's not so much of a thing anymore. So the Blues are still our public enemy number one in Chicago. But, yeah, I'm excited for the expansion mode. That's going to be great. And for a long time, I was an offline gamer until I got into Ultimate Team. And that's really – I think I did that probably in 2016 is when I really, you know, sat down and got into it and figured it all out. And it's totally worth it because it makes the replayability of the game so great. But one question I've always had for you, and I've always wanted to ask you, hockey is unique in that rosters are changing all the time. Could you ever foresee a way where someone could play like just a normal season mode, 82 games in playoffs, where the rosters could be updated daily? I know some other sports franchises have the daily roster updates, but they don't include them in season. What are the challenges of doing something like that? Because a lot of people I know are like me, where all we want are accurate rosters and to play throughout the course of a season. And it seems simple, but I'm sure for someone in your seat, it's not.
Yeah. It's a great, we hear that a fair amount actually. I think, you know, it's absolutely doable. Our database guys are probably cursing right now as we listen to this, but it's a lot of manual work. A lot of people just play with the NHL teams that we have in our game. As you guys know, we get the AHL in there as well. We have the CHL. We've got the East Coast Hockey League in there, several European leagues as well. And so we like to keep, you know, we do roster updates to try and like to keep all the players up to date, all the teams up to date. So it's a fair amount of work. You'd have to come up with, an automated system, and then you got to figure out ways how you'd want to deal with injuries. So, Taze and Kane go down in real life. What happens to your season now? You're going to play without Taze and Kane in there. Is that going to be a fun experience or not? Do you want specialty?
It would not
special
be fun,
options
Sean.
To kind of veto some of the real do you want to be able to veto some of the real world stuff that's happening? So there's some complexity associated with it, but it's also a lot of work just to manually update it every single night.
Obviously guys like Jay have a lot of suggestions that I'm sure he would flood your inbox with if you afforded him the opportunity to do so. So I have to ask the question then, how much fan feedback do you get on these games in terms of suggesting fixes or new features? And how often does that kind of guide you guys as you kind of go through the list of things that you would like to add to these games?
Yeah, we get a lot of feedback, especially in this day and age with, the accessibility through social media and, the web, the internet, Reddit, and stuff like that. So lots of opportunities to receive feedback and to be honest, have two-way conversation as well and dig a little deeper to better understand what people, are asking for or what some of their gripes are with the game. So we try to keep a healthy conversation going with our fans itself. And then, for us, we have our list of, things that we want to add to the game as well. And a lot of times what fans are asking for, especially after we launch the game, will help influence, how we tune the game after launch with our gameplay and things like that. And also factor into so what we think about the early thoughts around the next year's version of the game. So, for us, it's such an aggressive timeline for us putting a sports game out every single year with expectations getting raised that we literally, we're coming on the 15th with NHL 18 that we've been working on NHL 19 and just getting the ideas down and kind of pulling together sort of the vision for it for the last couple of months already, just so that we can just kind of maximize all the time that we have in a given year and get as much stuff as we can into the box so that fans can get, a strong feature set for the next version of the game.
Another question I've had for you is when we look at, sports franchises, sports gaming franchises, you have Madden, you have FIFA, MLB The Show, the 2K series. I wonder, compared to those games, do you guys, of course you'd like to have an unlimited budget, right? Of course, then you could do everything you've ever dreamed. But do you guys sometimes with the NHL series feel it a challenge to do the things you want to do based on the budget you're given? Do you feel like if you had a Madden budget, a FIFA budget, you could really do some of the things you've always dreamed of?
I think in general, every game developer wants more resources, more money to do more stuff. I don't think it matters the size of your budget, just like any movie or things like that. So for us, we just try to push the boundaries as much as we can every single year and try to get as much stuff in there and take the fan feedback and try to innovate. And a lot of times, for us, the great thing about being part of the larger EA Sports is You know, we can leverage a lot of the stuff coming down from, you know, that we see in a FIFA or see in a Madden that doesn't, that we see fans are really enjoying, and figure out what that means for NHL, the NHL franchise. And a lot of times borrow a lot of the designs, borrow a lot of the technology, sometimes borrow the people that actually implement it on FIFA or Madden and bring it over to NHL. So it's a you know, a sound strategy for us to be able to leverage, you know, what the other titles within the EA Sports family are putting out every single year.
I think the reason I said that was I feel, in the grand scheme of things, that NHL innovates probably more than any other series. They make the biggest changes year to year. You guys seem to be the most brave, the most daring, and the most creative when it comes to taking the game to the next level every year. I know when games are as good as they are now, FIFA, the show, NHL, you don't want to reinvent the wheel every year, but I think that the changes you guys make in comparison to the other franchises, especially when it comes to gameplay, you guys are constantly tweaking the gameplay, and from one fan, I want you to know that I appreciate that. I appreciate that you guys are just not handing out a roster update every year. Every year, there's something new that makes the game better. Year after year, it's going to take that, you know, 5%, 10% increase. Then you add expansion, and you add the threes, and all the things that you've added to make the game even better, and I think you've got the best sports game out there. I really do.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. We benefit a lot from just making hockey in Vancouver, where our entire team or hockey fans are engaged in not only the sport but the product they're making as well. And you know, they're also, you know, they're consumers of the product they're working on, which is fantastic. And we're able to just get a lot, you know, get a lot from all of our guys. So it's fantastic. And you know, and appreciate again the comments around, you know, the gameplay and always tweaking the gameplay and pushing for innovation, because it's something that we take a lot of pride in, is just trying to push the boundaries and try new things. And And for us, you know, especially this year with NHL 3s, the guys who play the game like you do, like all the time, every single year and day in, day out, you can appreciate all the little tuning and tweaking that we do throughout the year. But we also got to think about how do we, you know, make those bigger changes, those more overt gameplay changes or experience changes like NHL 3s to bring back that fan that maybe hasn't played in a couple of years and just give them something different, give them a reason to come back and play. And you know, for the first time, we showed some of the between the legs deeks and the little Datsu flip, stuff like that. Some, you know, started hearing from people that I hadn't heard from in years, and I can't wait to get my hands on that and try those new geeks. I haven't seen new moves in the game like that in a long, long time. So it's a, you know, for us, it's balance. It's make the gameplay as good as we can for the people who are playing, and also, you know, try and put new innovative stuff in there, try and bring back new fans, bring in new fans as well.
Sean, your passion for the game is evident, and it shows in just how high quality it is. Like Jay said, I always love the new features, and I always feel like you guys do such a good job of kind of weaving them into the fabric of the game without making it needlessly complicated. So, you're the perfect person to ask this question, then. If I bestowed upon you the crown of EA Sports King for a day, you could literally do anything you wanted to the game, no worries about acquiring rights or design or anything like that. If I made you king for a day, what would be the first thing that you would decree for the game?
Wow, good question. I've never been asked that question before. I have to think about that for a second.
Well, my suggestion would just be like Jay kind of alluded to having Pavel Bure and the Hockey Ultimate Team and how cool that would be. I just, you know what, just give me like access to every single jersey that every team has ever had. And I know that's like insane and there's like so many of them, but I'm king for a day. I can do whatever I want. So that would be one of the first things I would do. Probably that, and I'm just kind of spitballing ideas here. Like just have Brass Bonanza play the entire time I'm playing the game. I would never get tired of that song. So I think if I had the scepter and the crown, those would be the first two things I would do.
Those are good suggestions. I'm trying to figure out how to answer your question without telling you what I'm thinking about for 19 right now.
Yeah, you don't want to blow anything, of course.
He caught me.
there you go. I think the music's a good one. You know, music, we have to license all the music we put in our game, so I would have every single goal song for every single team. You got teams now doing player-specific goal songs, which would be pretty cool to put in the game as well. I'd mandate access to every single professional hockey player in every single professional league so we could scan every single one of their heads and get them into the game as well.
There you go.
I'd take your suggestion from earlier. I'd probably automate the ratings so that we can dynamically just update those every single night or every single hour, every single minute maybe.
That'd be cool.
And then I also figure out I'd also be interested in kind of being able to fast forward 5 years and see where we are with the world of VR and augmented reality and things like that too, and see how that's really changing the way people experience sports games.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really looking forward. For me, it's tonight because I got the Young Stars edition. I dropped the big bucks on it, and I'll be playing at 11 o'clock Central tonight. So anyone out there and on PS4, I'm Irish Red 670. Look for me. I'll play you. I'll probably win. I've been playing this game for almost over 20 years now, but I'm happy to take on all comers. A guy at my station, Jason Goff, one of the hosts at The Score, wanted to take me on one day, and I said, you can pick my team. And he picked the Flames, and he was the Penguins, and I beat him like 7-1. So I remind him about that every time. I think it was 09, NHL 09 when that happened. So he still hears about
it. Yeah, well, he's making a lot more money than you, so don't worry about it. He got his last laugh in the end.
I'll take the NHL win over the money any day, my friend. All right, Sean, thanks a lot for joining us, man. Congratulations on the launch of what's sure to be a great game. And hopefully we'll talk to you next year around the same time.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are awesome.
All right, take it easy.